Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject, just look at you. Again, that's the subject, just look at you. Usually when people are saying, just look at you, they are going to give you a myriad, a barrage, a plethora, a large amount of insults of what they're saying about you. Usually when somebody says, just look at you, that's what they're going to do. But I'm coming to you from the perspective of just look at you. Look at how you were going through what you were going through. Or as they say, getting through your get through, going through your ups, downs, your turnarounds, your roundabouts, and everything in between. And look what happened. You are still standing. You had went through many things, various things, and you were crying. And the funny thing about it is that even crying, you looked your best. I remember I read the story and watched the movie of the Velveteen Rabbit. Really, I should say just watched the movie. I don't remember reading the book itself, but the Velveteen Rabbit was a rabbit that was a toy rabbit. And the little boy loved it, took it everywhere he went. Then he got sick, and the doctor recommended that the rabbit had gotten rid of. The boy got other toys and was playing with them and left the rabbit behind. But the doctor, once the boy got sick, recommended that it gets thrown away. And once it gets thrown away, the toy rabbit went into the woods, was getting ready to get disposed of, and then it cried a real tear. Out of the ground grew a fairy once the tear hit the ground. And then after that, the rabbit became real. Sometimes the blood and the sweat and the tears are the fluids that cause the seeds of our dreams and aspirations to grow into plants and forests and foliage. So you're sitting there crying. You may be crying, but you're doing this thing. You're a modern day Rocky Balboa. You're still fighting. The opposition's knuckles is hurting from hitting you. And all of those who are rooting for the opposition is saying, you should just stay down. I don't see why he just keeps taking this. They're not saying it because they feel sorry for you. They just want you to hurry up and stop so that their person can go ahead and win. They don't want to see a new winner. They don't want the challenger to become champion. But I'm afraid, or I regret to inform them and you that you are getting ready to take this opposition out. Take that opposition right out of there because you're going to become the champion. They can do and say whatever they want. The reason that they're saying it again is just because they don't want to see their person lose. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but father, mother, you are being a matriarchal and patriarchal chiropractor, having everyone else's back, holding up things on your back so that other people can win. You're sacrificing. Hey, I'm talking to you, big rugged dad, the one that's wearing the flannels, the camo, wearing the snow camo, wearing the desert camo, wearing the sand camo outfit, the manly man, the silverback. But it's funny because when that silverback sees that daughter, he changes. He says, no woman's going to tell me what to do. And then here's his little daughter. That mother, all right, ain't no man going to run me. Then that little boy looks up. And the little boy, all he has to do is ask mommy. And he's going to get what he wants. But you're continuing. You're going. You're going through it and growing through it. You're resilient. And as it was said in that song, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. You were told and were counted out. And the funny thing about it is that even with the collegiate calculator, a TI, whatever. You remember those calculators, TI 90, TI 82s, all of those calculators. They still can't count you out. I don't care if they have an abacus. That's going way back. They cannot count you out. Just look at you. Look at all you've been through, all you've gone through, and you're still resilient. And at your worst form was when somebody was looking at you. Some of the longest conversations you've ever had did not even include words. That person just stared at you. You stared at them. And that was the longest conversation ever. That silence, that telepathy, if you want to call it that, was working. And I'm like the old wise man talking to that person who's saying, be careful. You think because they are crying that they're weak, but they're actually powering up. Power up. They are becoming an altered beast, male or female, altered beast. So think about that. That's what's happening. You're becoming that beast. And even at your worst, you're sitting there wondering how and why that somebody is wanting you in this form and in this state. And you're saying, I'm somewhat befuddled. I can't believe they like me. And as I said before, I'll just add the word So come up with your excuse. Let me just add the word
Oh, well, I'm too skinny. They might like them skinny. Oh, I'm too fat. They might like them fat.
So, just remember that. You have once again come to the land of Mike. Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Wonderland, wonder why it was created in the first place. And never, never land, wish that it was never created at all. I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please live like you'll die today.
I quit!